The Volumes of Truth. Volume 5. Pride Goes Before a Fall. February 8, 2011, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. Regarding a brother in Christ who fell away. Thus says the Lord. Why do you wane in the heat of persecution, little flock? And how is it you are taken aback, when one is led away from the truth, while walking in disobedience? Has not the pride of man revealed such things? Where is your trust? Or have you forgotten the knowledge of the holy, by which I have opened your understanding, and my glory which is put on open display? Little flock, your brother remains my son, and I shall indeed go out after him, severely punishing all who lead my people astray, even with sickness and death. Did I not offer your brother his calling and give him much correction, as any good father should? Yet my sons are grown, and they must choose to obey. And what shall I do when my sons choose to go their own way, running far from me, squandering that which I had given them? Beloved, I shall surely let them go. I shall let them run far away. I shall let them do all they have purposed in their hearts to do, until they can run no further, until the bitterness of deceit wears them out, and their pride weighs heavily upon them, and they fall hard upon the ground. Then shall they stop and consider, turning back to look, and there will I be, waiting. Therefore, hear and understand, beloved. The moment pride enters a man, the moment he stands in front of me, to look elsewhere, is the same moment my hand is removed. For I have shown you, my servants, what is good, and that which I require, that you should do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. Yet how can one behold my face while looking elsewhere, seeking glory for themselves? And how can one who has stepped in front of me walk in my footsteps? Beloved, how shall one who runs away from me to tread another path take my hand? And so, they must first be greatly humbled. They must fall hard upon the ground, until the revelation of their error comes full circle, until they are truly ready to give up their life for my sake, says the Lord.